Many of you are probably wondering how you can unleash the power of today's artificial intelligence and integrate it into your own projects and products. The most common form of access to LLMs, the popular chat window, is just the tip of the iceberg. Here, I will show how you can integrate modern multimodal models into your own system via a programming API. In this topic, I will present an overview of the capabilities of such models. This will include processing of text, images, and even audio and video. I assume we already have a Google account and are logged in at aistudio.google. You also need to have a payment system hooked up, although you can also use the trial version. Google gives out trial periods and startup credits quite generously. You start by creating a project and a key. You need to have one in the Keys API. Our costs, in turn, are available in billing, and we need to keep a close eye on them there. Each model has a cost. I won't repeat it again, but it is easy to use up a lot of tokens. For more information, I refer you to Google Help. Here I want to focus on a presentation of what is even possible with today's AI. Hello world. Here I have decided to use Node.js together with a ready-made generative AI package from Google. Someone might prefer Python, but I prefer the syntax associated with Java and C++. Let's start with package.json. Based on these, I will run the following demos. I'm assuming basic knowledge of Node.js. We install the project via npm install. Anyway, LLMs themselves can help with this too. Hello world, text prompt. As hello world, I will run the simplest LLM model with a simple prompt. In the library use, it boils down to specifying the API key, selecting the model, and sending the prompt. The result. Hello world, listing models. The second basic thing is to check the available models via the API. This will allow us to avoid guessing blindly, which can be used. Result: image description, prompt plus text. Today's models, however, are multimodal and can also describe images. Such images are attached here, encoded by Base64. I have prepared an example image for testing. The code gains a few extra lines to process the image. Prompt further is also up to us. Result: the prompt can be changed as desired. For example, for the command, we receive a response respecting what we are asking for. Generating new images. Artificial intelligence from Google is also capable of creating images. However, select models are used for this. For example, the famous Nano Banana with its various versions. Flash will not create an image for us. Internally, it is called Gemini 2.5 Flash Image. In addition to the choice of model, there is the same option as on Google's website, namely the choice of response modes, image only, or text and image. Fits rather well with my description from the prompt, doesn't it? Generating movies. Videos can be created in a similar way. The VO interface is used for this. I wasn't able to get it to work in the same library as before, so for this example, I used the related resource Geni. It takes a little while to generate the video, and we get a link from the API to check the status of the work. Only then can it be saved. Result: converting text to speech. Google also offers the conversion of written text into natural-sounding speech. Several different voices are available. Here I will use Core's voice. One potential problem is that there is no WAV header in the return data, but it can easily be added. The result: photo editing. Nano Banana Pro has also become famous for its sensational photo editing capabilities. You can change objects, people, and even add entirely new things. These functions too are available via the API. The photo, as before, is sent in Base64 format, and a response is received in the same. Input photo. Prompt, result. Grounding or source finding. Today's AI models can still hallucinate, but fortunately various tools such as the search engine can be made available to them so that they can provide more valid and reliable answers.